You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
What, dear?
Grace!
Grace! She passed away 30 years ago.
They want you to say grace. The blessing!
Hello, hello, hello! Give me a present!
All right, everyone, just calm down. Calm down! Hey, hey!
Does someone need a hug?
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Sean. It was another busy week for Christmas podcasts. That and I have a special message this week. So subscribe to Christmas Podcast Podcast wherever you're listening to this. Keep yourself up to date. It's a big episode, so let's get you caught up with everything that dropped this week, plus that special message.
Oh, no.
I'm speaking in rhymes!
Here's a message from Scott and Jay of Jingle Jank. Dwayne Bailey of Tinseltoons has decided to spend more time with his Christmas lights display and family, and he asked them to take the helm. They want to thank Dwayne for this opportunity and look forward to him guest hosting in the future. They are really excited to continue what Dwayne started, and they'll drop episodes in January on both Jingle Jank and Tinseltoons. And I want to add that I had a message for Dwayne that was played for him on the Tinseltoons episode with Scott and Jay, and I just want to reiterate my best wishes for Dwayne on his future endeavors. I will miss hearing his voice regularly on Tinseltoons, but I know he'll pop in every now and then, so I'm excited to see what Scott and Jay will do with Tinseltoons, and I truly believe that Tinseltoons is in extremely capable hands with Scott and Jay.
All right, enough of this gooey show of emotion. All right, everyone, let's dig in.
Yeah. All right.
These are the new episodes that dropped the week of December 4th through the 10th. Advent Calendar House podcast had an episode on December 4th titled The Dick Van Dyke Show, The Alan Brady Show Presents. It's 1963, and Mike and Tim from the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast are watching a show about a show within a show, putting on a show for Christmas. Don't ask them to make any sense of it. They can't stop tripping over their own home furniture. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on December 4th titled, Would You Make the Ultimate Christmas Compromise Just So You Won't Spend Christmas Alone? Liam and Ness discover the ultimate Christmas compromise. Would you rather spend Christmas with your second or third choice romantically than spend the day alone? And you may be shocked at the answer. Is it ever okay to break a tradition, like letting friends or neighbors help set up your tree that has been a family-only affair for decades? Plus, where did our favorite Christmas decorations originate from? Even they were surprised. All on Australia's only Christmas podcast. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad podcast, an episode on December 4th titled Christmas Blog Day 4. Manny has a short episode, just a day-by-day account of his Christmas happenings. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast, an episode on December 5th titled A Crockpot Christmas. Crockpots and slow cookers can be such a lifesaver at Christmas time, especially when cooking for a crowd or for a holiday party. Mary and Ricky give this time-saving kitchen convenience some love and talk through some recipes with food blogger Danielle Fabre with Temple Display in Illinois. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on December 5th titled, The One Tip Guaranteed to Help You Avoid All Christmas Day Meal Stress. Liam and Ness uncover the biggest Christmas fear and how it has the potential to wreck everyone's Christmas day. They give the best tip to avoid the Christmas Day meal stress, and it may be one your family has never done before. Plus, what it's like living on a real-life Christmas tree farm all year round. They find out on Australia's only Christmas podcast, Christmas Potting. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad podcast, an episode on December 5th titled Christmas Blog Día 5 en Español. Manny went a little different for this episode. He talks all episode long in Espanol. The Christmas Time in the City podcast had an episode on December 5th titled How You Doin' with Danny Jordan from the Christmas Countdown Show. Join Chris and Chris as they chat with Danny Jordan from the Christmas Countdown Show and the Capables and play some games all about things Christmas and New York City. The Sounds of Christmas podcast had an episode on December 5th titled Rosalie Drysdale Talks About Her Christmas Album, Her New String of Singles, and More. Ken talks to singer-songwriter Rosalie Drysdale about her Christmas album, Let There Be Light, and her string of singles, which started coming out late this fall and will continue right up to Christmas. She also talks about inspiration, Christmas songs she'd like to record and might release soon, and about loving lots of different kinds of music. The Totally Rad Christmas podcast had an episode on December 6th titled Santa 85 with Scott and Anthony. It's the Feast of St. Nicholas, and Jerry's joined by Scott Leopold from Holly Jolly Xmasu and Anthony Caruso from Tis the Podcast to discuss the 1985 Spielbergian Amazing Stories episode Santa 85. It's got all the Santa tropes. Does he get arrested? Yep. Does he give a kid a ride in a sleigh? Check. Does he drop the present the antagonist always wanted as he's flying away? You betcha. It's tropey to the max. And there's rad 85 computer graphics. So grab your Buck Rogers ray gun, put on your camo, and bust this episode out of the joint. A Cozy Christmas podcast had an episode on December 6th titled Elves 2.0, cast interview with the Birmingham Children's Theater. The Birmingham Children's Theater is back with a new Zoom play called Elves 2.0. This year, the elves at the North Pole are ready for anything, and they want to invite your kids along on a virtual tour of the North Pole. They've learned from all the mistakes and malfunctions that happened last year and are ready for anything. What could possibly go wrong? Art has a full crew in the interview booth with friends of the show, Cena Skates, writer of Elves 2.0, actors Davey Morrison, who plays Stevie the Green Elf, and Lashandra Hood, who plays Morgan the Red Elf. Tis the Podcast had an episode on December 6th titled Love Doesn't Have to Be Perfect, It Just Has to Be Honest, Love Hard. Your favorite elves discuss the brand new 2021 Netflix original holiday film, Love Hard. And in an astonishing twist of fate, this is the second week in a row where Julia, Tom, and Anthony all agree on the high quality of the film. How long can this streak last? You have to keep tuning in every Monday to find out. Also discussed in this very fun episode, your hosts reveal how they spent Thanksgiving, and much, much more. The Advent Calendar House podcast had an episode on December 6th titled Hanukkah at Bubby's. It's 1988, and Mike, joined by April Riley, is getting lit at Bubby's boarding house for Hanukkah. Take a spin with them as they meet a bunch of puppets you'll never hear from again. Christmas Morning podcast had an episode on December 6th titled 19 Days Until Christmas. Yuletide TV podcast had an episode on December 6th titled Becker, Santa on Ice. Blind Pick Week begins with Brian having the boys watch Santa on Ice from the second season of the CBS sitcom Becker, available on Pluto TV. Chris starts a new segment called Better Know a Becker, and then the hosts do their best to discuss this forgotten sitcom. Is it bursting with Christmas spirit, or is Becker too much of a grouch to spread any holiday cheer? Other topics discussed in this episode include NFL commentary, 2001 theme songs, Ted Danson's career, eliminating characters, jokes that run way too long, reworking the show for modern audiences, compressed buildings, hating on Cheers, and the 2013 comedy film We're the Millers. Christmas Countdown Show podcast, an episode on December 6th titled Top 5 Santas of All Time. Eric and Danny count down each of their top 5 favorite Santa Clauses of all time. The guys chat about why they picked each Santa, then share a TV movie or clip featuring each of their picks from 5 down to 1. From Tim Allen and Ed Asner to Richard Attenborough and Tom Hanks, these festively fun Father Christmas lists are packed to the brim like a bowl full of jelly. Netflixmas podcast, an episode on December 6th titled Bridgerton Episode 3, Swoon. Lonnie, formerly known as Holly, is joined by Caitlin Renee while Scarlett was out sick in January 2021. Christmas Potting podcast, an episode on December 6th titled What's Considered the Rudest Thing Even When It Comes to Christmas Day Etiquette. Liam and Ness ask, is it okay to use your Christmas Day host's toilet, or does that break all Christmas Day etiquette? Would you consider hiring a professional photographer to capture those Insta-worthy moments? Plus, presents or ornaments, which would you rather make from hand? All on Australia's only Christmas podcast, Christmas Potting. Sounds of Christmas podcast had an episode on December 6th titled Linda Imperial on her music career, her first Christmas single, and a potential new Christmas album. Ken talks to singer-songwriter Linda Imperial about her amazing career, from backing Big Mama Thornton's band to dance hits in the 80s to solo hits in the 90s to her first ever Christmas single. They also talk about Rosemary Clooney's Christmas songbook and the possibility that Linda could use at least some of that for a potential Christmas album, maybe as soon as next year. Tinsel Tunes podcast had an episode on December 6th titled Silent Night and a Special Surprise. Dwayne looks at the song Silent Night with Scott and Jay from the Jingle Jank podcast, and make sure you listen to the whole episode for a very special surprise. TGI podcast had an episode on December 7th titled King of Queens, Net Profits, featuring Tom Crow of Tis the Podcast. Matt brings on Tom Crow from Tis the Podcast to discuss net profits from season 2 of King of Queens. Christmas is now in full swing, and they are feeling the feels discussing their history with this show. Matt and Tom go off the rails quite often in this episode discussing Christmas blow molds, why Matt will end up like Charlie Brown and his rock, how Tom could have been a multimillionaire because of Bitcoin, and so much more. As always, Matt and Tom determine whether or not this episode should be deemed a holiday classic. Christmas Morning Podcast had an episode on December 7th titled 18 Days Until Christmas. Eggnogs and Yule Logs Podcast had an episode on December 7th titled My Family Christmas Tree. Mark is so excited to be bringing on a new host. Please welcome Melissa to the roster of revolving hosts as they talk about the Hallmark movie, My Family Christmas Tree. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on December 7th titled, Who Has the Rightful Claim Over Christmas Day Leftovers When Christmas is Done and Dusted? Liam and Ness uncover who can actually stake a claim on Christmas Day leftovers. Does the host really have the right to keep the lot? They also discuss the huge reign of Christmas... They also discuss the huge range of Christmas undies on public display in shops all over the world, and if it's necessary and possibly even offensive. Plus, what do you do when you're at a Christmas party and the one person you've been fighting with turns up? It's on Australia's only Christmas podcast, Christmas Potting. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad podcast, an episode on December 7th titled Christmas Blog Day 7. Manny knows he skipped Day 6's blog post, but here's Day 7. Just a little update and getting ready for his trip. The Sounds of Christmas podcast had an episode on December 7th titled Carla Bonoff Talks About Her Christmas Album and This Year's New Christmas Music. Ken talks to singer-songwriter Carla Bonoff about her history with Christmas music, last year's album Silent Night, and her new Christmas songs for this year, including a duet with Michael McDonald. Christmas Creeps podcast had an episode on December 7th titled 8-Bit Christmas. Joseph, Johnny Five, and Mr. Bradford discuss the nostalgia-fueled Nintendo frenzy of the film 8-Bit Christmas. Inspired in part by A Christmas Story, the film tells the tale of a young Jake, a kid like any other in 1988 who just wanted a Nintendo Entertainment System for Christmas. They dig into why this film's sense of nostalgia may be a bit askew, and why the most prominent NES game featured is, of all things, Rampage. Buckle up, because it's about to get nerdy. Totally Rad Christmas podcast an episode on December 8th titled Transformers Part 1 with Gaz and Donj. Jerry has Gaz and Donj from the Insanely Dangerous Retro Pod Show here to talk about all things Transformers. The toys, the traumatic movie deaths, the UK comics Christmas issues, they get into all of it. So grab your Energon cubes and hot cocoa and roll out this episode. Advent Calendar House podcast had an episode on December 8th titled Care Bears Nutcracker Suite. It's 1988, and Mike, along with Lindy Kemp and Karen Fleiger from the Retro Network, are staring intensely at the Totally Nuts series finale of the Care Bears family, the Care Bears' last TV appearance for 16 years. Christmas Morning podcast had an episode on December 8th titled 17 Days Until Christmas. Yuletide TV podcast had an episode on December 8th titled The X-Files, How the Ghosts Stole Christmas. Blind Pick Week continues with John leading the discussion on How the Ghosts Stole Christmas from the sixth season of The X-Files, available on Hulu. Is the truth out there? The boys try and get to the bottom of where this falls on the Christmas canon, leading to a rather contentious debate at the end of the episode. Listen in to find out where they land. Other topics discussed in the episode include Ghosts vs. Goats, director Grant Heslov, George Clooney, CBS Sunday Night Movies, the year 1917, Ed Asner, Lily Tomlin, John's desire to be a hot ghost, pop psychology, 90s clothes, determining the best holiday to haunt, and Brian's bad Beyonce takes. sent to By the Minute podcast had an episode on December 8th titled Minute 87, It Wets. Santa rejects Puffy's new doll idea. Back at BZ's townhouse, Towser wakes up BZ at 3 a.m. to tell him something important. There is a lot to talk about this minute, including urinating dolls, the Cabbage Patch Kids riot of 1983, what's on BZ's nightstand, their new favorite background character, the lost poster for Christmas 2, and more. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 87 of Santa Claus, the movie from 1985. Snow and Southtown podcast had an episode on December 8th titled 80s Christmas Songs. Mike and Rusty review Wham's Last Christmas, Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas, and Run DMC's Christmas and Hollis. They also discuss Christmas Radio and Max Headroom. Christmas Potting podcast had an episode on December 8th titled, Can You Bring a Random Date to Christmas Lunch? Liam and Ness unpack the tricky question, is it okay to bring a random date to a Christmas Day family lunch? They also share tips on how you can cheer up grumpy neighbors in the lead-up to Christmas. Plus, Liam has been invited to a family Christmas sing-along, and he's not comfortable with the concept. They'll help him through what could be an embarrassing ordeal. The Sounds of Christmas podcast had an episode on December 8th titled, Pete Hopkins talks about his new Christmas single, other Christmas music, and a potential Christmas album for 2022. Ken talks to singer-songwriter Pete Hopkins about his new single, Love Come Around, which had some legendary help. They also talk about Pete's earlier Christmas music and the possibility that he'll have an entire Christmas album out next year. TGI podcast had an episode on December 9th titled All I Want for Christmas Bonus. It's a very special bonus episode of the podcast. Matt asked his listeners for some help on this one, asking what is the one gift they always wanted but never received for Christmas. He is thankful for the submissions received and had a lot of fun going over some of these toys and playing some iconic commercials for them. He also wants to thank Mike and Rusty from Snow in Southtown and Charlene from Fashion Speaks podcast, and he also thanked me for our audio submissions. Christmas Morning podcast had an episode on December 9th titled 16 Days Until Christmas. The Merry Little podcast had an episode on December 9th titled Tabernacle Choir and Temple Square Christmas. Jeff speaks with Scott Barrick of the Tabernacle Choir about everything that goes into getting these concerts produced. This episode features a healthy dose of Tabernacle Choir music and information about a new two-hour holiday special airing on PBS before Christmas. But that's not all. He also hears from two other artists performing on Temple Square, Allie Gardner, who with Wade Favre performs a haunting version of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. That song is the oldest Christmas carol on record, and Jeff tells its fascinating backstory. He also shares the incredible version of The First Noel performed last Christmas by Bryson and Tiara Jones, a must-hear tear-jerking arrangement of the classic Christmas song by Jared Pierce. Christmas Potting podcast had an episode on December 9th titled, Does Being Away on Holidays Change Christmas, or Is It Better to Spend It at Your Own Home? Liam and Ness discuss where the best place to celebrate Christmas truly is, at your home or away on exciting Christmas holiday. They uncover some of the best and worst Christmas t-shirt slogans of the season. Plus, they ask, would you rather work as a Christmas gift wrapper or Christmas Santa photographer at the busiest time of year? Christmas Time in the City podcast had an episode on December 9th titled Macy's Holiday Window Display. Chris and Chris chat about the Macy's holiday window display and some couple honorable mentions. Chris updates everyone about his Coney Island polar bear plunge and how you can help. In the news, the Chris's nerd out about the Hawkeye series now streaming on Disney Plus. And in listener mail, they talk about some landmarks that remind them of the holidays year-round. Weird Christmas podcast, an episode on December 9th titled The Perchin with Al Ridenour. Al Ridenour is back after talking to Craig last year about Krampus, but this time to help unpack the lore and traditions around the Perchin, Krampus-esque goblinish creatures tied to both Krampus and Frau Percha. The Christmas Alphabet podcast had an episode on December 9th titled Christmas Alphabet B. Wayne introduces Christmas topics beginning with the letter B. He goes to the little town of Bethlehem and looks at some baubles and some bells. He also explores the background to Boxing Day and why the Boxing Day sales are a thing of the past. Also featured in his B episode is an ancient carol about the head of a pig. The Total Christmas podcast had an episode on December 9th titled The Christmas Village. Jack's latest episode is packed to the rafters. First up is another great song from Adam Kennedy and his Creative Commentaries. This one is called The Plight Before Christmas. Then Ed Daly, author of the Christmas book, tells the origins of two of the most popular Christmas toys, the teddy bear and Barbie. Then it's the last of his top 10 lists that have been sent in to him by myself, Benjamin Hall, Adam Kennedy, Paul Hudbein, and Julia Sibilla. Jack has another chat with Aurelio O'Brien. This time he's going to talk about his collection of bizarre Christmas tree ornaments. Jack will be putting pictures up on the Total Christmas Podcast Facebook page, so check them out. Aurelio is the author of Family Trees, which Jack reviewed in the last episode. This episode's version of A Christmas Carol is called Carol's Christmas. It's a modern-day take on the classic, and while it could be worse, it could also be so much better. Then Kevin Church shares his story of his worst Christmas present ever. Next, Jack has a book review. This book is part of the Cozy Mystery series from Kensington Publishing. They are murder mysteries without the violence or gore. This one is called Death at Holly Lodge by Louise R. Innes, and he really enjoyed it. If you like a good mystery, it's the perfect read for this time of year. Jack chats with Shelley Arnold and Frank the Tank about their Christmas village. It was a sight to behold, and pictures will be going up on the Total Christmas Podcast Facebook page. While chatting to Shelley and Frank, Frank, the curious Christmas customs correspondent, told Jack about Elfapalooza, where the people of Mobile, Alabama, try and fail to break the world record for the most elves in one place. Then it's two world-famous chefs teaching us how to cook the perfect roast turkey, and they also sing a rendition of Feliz Navidad. This episode's recommendation is I'm Not Complaining with Robin and Junior, a lovely podcast where two young British girls talk about poo. Sounds of Christmas podcast, an episode on December 9th titled Making a Christmas Album with Michael Sinatra, Part 3 of 3. Ken talks to Michael Sinatra about his new release, Christmas, how it differs from his previous Christmas album, and about the new standards and Christmas releases that are on the way next year. Season's Eatings podcast, an episode on December 10th titled Side Dish, Green Bean Casserole. This holiday season, some 20 million Americans will tuck into this casserole, a culinary classic consisting of just six ingredients: a can of Campbell's Cream of Mushroom Soup, milk, soy sauce, black pepper, green beans, and crunchy fried onions. The retro recipe, which has been appearing on American tables for more than 60 years, can be traced back to one woman. This woman single-handedly changed the landscape of the holiday table. Glenn's exploring the history and origins of green bean casserole. Totally Rad Christmas podcast, an episode on December 10th titled The Pogues and Fairy Tale of New York with Anthony Caruso. It was Christmas Eve in the Drunk Tank with Anthony Caruso from Tis the Podcast, and he and Jerry talked about The Pogues' UK hit Fairy Tale of New York. They dive into the music and lyrics. Irish pub song? You betcha. Christmas song? Listen to find out. So put on some Sinatra, grab your partner, and dig into this episode. Merry Britsmas podcast, an episode on December 10th titled All I Want for Christmas is a Medieval Peep Show. Adam gets super festive with some historical medieval feasting, a Christmas celebration with Mark and Jez of Peep Show, and some intriguing British covers of Mariah Carey's super hit All I Want for Christmas is You. 12 Days podcast, an episode on December 10th titled It's Time to Turn Charlie Brown into Charlie Red and Green. Dan and Kara discuss the androgyny of Snoopy, their favorite newspaper, comic strips, and how the Vince Guaraldi Trio Christmas album is perfect. Christmas Morning podcast, an episode on December 10th titled 15 Days Until Christmas. Advent Calendar House podcast, an episode on December 10th titled A Snow White Christmas. It's 1980, and Mike, Christy, and Bree from Bad Princess Movies are having a hiccuping fit that can literally move mountains. Join them on a trip back to the world of Filmation for a barely Christmassy Snow White sequel featuring seven friendly giants, each with their own involuntary reflexes. Christmas Clatter podcast, an episode on December 10th titled I Love Spending Christmas With You. Corey Breath's new album, I Love Spending Christmas With You, is out, and it's got some great tunes for your Christmas playlist. You'll love the traditional songs he has included, as well as some more modern takes on this time-honored tradition. Corey joins Todd to tell the album's story of his Christmas. Yuletide TV podcast, an episode on December 10th titled Bones, The Santa in the Slush. Blind Pick Week concludes with an episode from the third season of Bones, The Santa in the Slush, available on Hulu. With this long-running procedural turn out to be a lively holiday helper or a rotting Christmas corpse? Listen in to find out. Other topics discussed in this episode include Rebel Wilson, personifying corporations, feeling puckish, diner sitting etiquette, skeletons, bad investigating skills, leaps of logic, Kevin Sorbo and Sbarro, and different kinds of strings. The Christmas Countdown Show podcast had an episode on December 10th titled Top 10 Christmas Movie Characters. Eric and Danny count down each of their top 10 favorite Christmas movie characters of all time. The guys chat about why they picked each featured character and then share a clip from the movie they're featured in, from Yukon Cornelius to Gus Polinski to Marv Merchants and Jack Frost. These holiday movie character lists are packed full of hilarious and heartwarming moments. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on December 10th titled The Guaranteed Way to Ruin Christmas Day, What Not to Do This Year. Liam and Ness uncover the guaranteed way to ruin your family's Christmas Day and what you must do to ensure this doesn't happen and why there's been a backlash against bonbon manufacturers and what you won't find inside this year's Christmas cracker. Plus, how to kickstart some Christmas magic in your life that will change the mood of someone else's Christmas for the better. The Lost Christmas Podcast, an episode on December 10th, titled Nativity, Everything You Wanted to Know and More. Jeff brings a boatload of information about current traditions around using the nativity, both living nativity and artistic representations. He dives briefly into the origins of the use of the nativity around Christmas, and then looks at the real history and some misconceptions around the birth of Jesus. At the end of the episode, he reads through part two of the story from the lost years of Santa Claus and announces the winner of the first annual Lost Christmas giveaway. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast, an episode on December 10th, titled A Very Disney Christmas Part 2, Disney Ornaments. Hear all about the most amazing collection of Disney ornaments from a man who has almost 400 of them. Ricky and Mary together speak with Tim Hughes, the stadium voice of University of Utah football, Las Vegas Raiders, Glory Kickboxing and the Olympics, and KSL News Radio morning host about his love of all things Disney. Holly Jolly Xmasu Podcast, an episode on December 10th titled Koichi Oki's The Man from Yukiguni. Scott talks about Koichi Oki's 1975 album, The Man from Yukiguni.
What's the matter? What you crying for?
Daddy's gonna kill Ralphie!
That's gonna wrap it up for this weekly podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I would like to thank all of the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all of the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he has done as well. And I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com to review any or all of the podcasts that we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts. You can download those episodes for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcasts podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup from the Christmas Podcast podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart. If you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispring Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.